Guys, welcome to Elsewhere with Juveria. This is a show where I, Saida Juveria Nen, will help you trace your steps and relive your travel memories as I talk to globetrotters around the world. Join me as I make you nostalgic without being elsewhere. I'm your host, Juveria, and we have with us today Husna Batul from Michigan, USA. Hello, Husna. Please tell us a little about yourself and what you're passionate about.
Hey, Nena. Thanks for having me here on the show. Living a life, a thorough life of a professional into human resource, business management, creative writer, DIY specialist, motivational speaker, and whatnot. And second thing is I love to help people without looking to see what they want. I mean, dive into it, any situation, anything they ask me on info.
That is amazing. You're honestly the most creative person I've ever known. And I'm so intrigued to learn about your travel experiences.
Thank you.
So today, Husna is going to tell us about East Coast, USA. From embracing the chaos of Manhattan to hiking in West Virginia, partying in New Orleans to touring lobster shacks in Maine, there is truly something for every type of traveler. Beach bums, outdoor adventurers, and culture fiends are all catered for in a destination that continues to reinvent itself. How would you define the local culture of East Coast, USA?
The culture is basically, you know, it encompasses about the whole traditions and customs in the United States. Sometimes it's described as a melting point. When a lot of cultures are immersed with different flavors, be it Mexican, be it Middle Eastern, be it Asian, be it Indian, all are immersed into it. So when it comes to the culture, you know, everybody wants to dive into every situation possible, celebrating every occasion. So that makes us very much close to not losing the roots somewhere, because we have everything whatever we want to dive in. Besides also practicing the westernized cultures, whatever they have to offer.
Sounds like it's a very diverse place. Moving on, would you like to tell us about the weather in the East Coast?
Oh man, weather is something you should really, any traveler should experience. Spring, summer, autumn, and autumn is also called as fall here, and winter. Every season has its own spark. And for example, I love spring as my best season, because I feel that's the time a new journey starts for the life around here, be it plants, be it, you know, be it the greenery here, or be it the water here, whatever I would say. And then when it comes to winter here, it's generally called as white Christmas because of the fact you see so much of snow around. I love it. And autumn, forgot to tell you. Autumn is something like, you know, you see the crisp crimson color of the leaves, right from light yellow to orange to red. When you drive around the area, that beautiful scenery, it really encapsulates you into that kind of nature, and you always will remain grateful for that scenery.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds magical.
Sure.
And since we're talking about weather and traveling, which mode of transportation do you prefer while traveling in the East Coast?
It is basically, I would say that mostly the people here like to travel by the cars. You know, but what happens is, when, especially me, if me and my family have to look for a vacation, we definitely love to go by car, because of the fact we tend to stop by places, because every place here at certain point will have some kind of a scenic auto drive or whatever, and some food.
Definitely. So what type of food do you usually find in the East Coast, and what is that one dish that we should not miss?
Well, the various kinds of foods which this particular region has to offer, especially the, I would say, since it's like mostly beaches and beach towns and areas and things like, but yet the most common food is like spicy chicken sandwiches, purana, you know, a bread, and corn meal is one of the most famous, again, because we see a lot of corn, which is being used as a corn bread, and in hot dogs, kind of a thing. But barbecue, fried green tomatoes is one of the big ones. Fish and chips is one of the big meal, which you can miss, because it's amazing platter which you get. Big, huge shrimp sorted in garlic sauce, and given, served with a mango sauce along with it. It's overwhelming, the blend of these spices. It's really, really cool. And on desserts front, you know, as I said, in different seasons, desserts are like a common thing which comes in different things like cheesecakes, you know, and then pecan pies, apple pies, and pumpkin pies. These are one of the most, overwhelming things which you can. But if you go to up north Michigan, there's something called fudges, which you should really, you can't miss to eat that. A bite of chocolate melting in your mouth, with so much of butter and so much of cream, you can't miss that out either. So, and plus, we have Indian, we have Mexican, every food which can blend in.
Oh, definitely. There's like everything from every part of the world. How can someone ever miss it? As much as I like telling my own stories, I also love narrating them. So I'd like to ask, what was the best travel experience you've had so far in while traveling in East Coast? And what experience is the most memorable?
Well, I have traveled like, you know, Ohio, Chicago, New York, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, and of course my Michigan. But the most beautiful had been like Myrtle Beach and Tennessee. Because what we did was we can go to Myrtle Beach if we go by drive. We can go just directly driving 12, 14 hours. It's too tiresome. So what we do, we take a break in between. Like Tennessee would be a prominent break, wherein it's a lot of valleys, a lot of mountainous regions. And Tennessee is pretty known as Smoky Mountains. And it's, if you really want to, you know, because Myrtle Beach is like a Broadway at the beach. It's like it's a vacation resort on South Carolina's Atlantic coast. It's a hub of grand strand of 60 mile string beaches. And along its beachfront, we have arcades, souvenir stands, restaurants, and, you know, all old fashioned amusement parks and things like that. And it's beautiful, you know. It's like a, one side is the ocean, the middle is the, you know, a Broadway at the beach, and the other side is all restaurants, and you can go in and out of the place. It was really eye-catching and breathtaking kind of experience. It was parasailing into that, and then it was most beautiful. And I wouldn't, if I have to make it as a memory, that will be mine at Myrtle Beach, for the fact that my husband on my 45th birthday last year, he proposed me once again with a pearl ring, and I was overwhelmed with his gesture. That's my most beautiful.
Mm-hmm, that was so romantic.
Thank you.
So cute. Okay, since we're talking about favorites, tell us about your personal favorite tourist spot in East Coast and what makes it your favorite.
Recently, we went to West Virginia. That was hilarious. That was beautiful. That was, I can't describe that in words. It was like fully covered with valleys, mountains, big water bodies. If the moment you can like encircle yourself with 360 degrees around, you can see all kind of mountains, and in between you can see a lot of large bodies of water, and standing there you can, and the water touching those trees and bushes, and then kayaking, wherein you can see the natural beauty inside the water, starfishes, and then little fishes roaming around, orange, you know, sparkling in the sun, and then you would like to catch and throw them out. That was the most hilarious. And then hot springs, you know, some are naturally made and some are like human made in resorts. It was beautiful. The temperature, which has been, sometimes it's so hot with the temperature changes in around, and sometimes it, like what created by man is like setting the temperature for the people to expose themselves to this, and a lot of waterfalls. I can't describe in one single word. Beautiful is a very small word for that.
Wow, clear water and like picturesque scenery. That sounds like an extraordinary place. And I'm so glad that you could share it with us.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on my show and letting us take a stroll through your memory lane. So guys, this was Husna Batool with us sharing her memoirs of being elsewhere. Stay tuned to yet another episode of Gorgeous Location. Until next time.